9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lift off.
Roger, 0G, and I feel fine.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Voyager 3 on WMCB LP Greenfield. This is 107.9, last on the dial, first in our hearts. It's 8 minutes past five, and I've already played two songs. Let me tell you about the shakeup, or as we say in my house, the zigger-zagger about this evening. Well, I usually start at five on the dot, but you know what I had to do tonight? I had to get ready, and I had to practice, and I had to conversate with none other than WMCBLP's newest radio DJ, DJ Mike. Okay, he just started his first set, his first night here from 3 to 4 p.m. You can now hear the new show, Piece of Work by Mike or DJ Mike. Okay, and it seems like I listened on my ride from Northampton to Greenfield. He was playing a lot of indie music from around the decades, some other things spiced in there. Pretty excited to have a new or like new old veteran DJ join our crew here. So I'm experiencing and enjoying, mind you, I'm saying this with a lot of love, I'm enjoying the handoff of a live DJ to another live DJ, because this is 5 to 6 on Voyager 3 with your captain, Vincent Dan Goh, and we're about to launch off with some really fun music, okay? I'm in the control room now of this capsule, Voyager 3. We've already played two songs from the only King Gizzard album that I know. And let's see, what were those first songs called? We listened to a long riff on the song I'm In Your Mind, and then we listened to the second version of that, which is I'm Not In Your Mind, okay? I have a lot of younger friends who really, really enjoy King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, and I think they're awesome, but I just stick to this one album. I really, really like it, which is called I'm In Your Mind Fuzz. Okay, so let's see what we're going to listen to next. I want to hear some old jazz. This will be kind of calm, but I heard this groove the other day wafting in the halls of my place of employ, and I was thinking, what is that song? Narrowed it down. It's Bags Groove by Milt Jackson. Thank you.
We'll wanna leave.
All right, I bet you want to know what song that was. I'll tell you about the last two, to be honest. Okay, after hearing Milt Jackson's song, Bags Groove, we then heard The Ventures with Wild Action, and then I needed to funk it up and get out there with the one and only Miss Bette Davis, who is kind of our guiding star here, with her song, Oh Yeah. I just picked up an album of hers, called Me Please. I think that's, yeah, Me Please is the name of the album, right? Okay, it's got a silver disc to it with some blue thrown in there. It's pretty awesome. I've had this, like, I listen to this online all the time, but I finally got it on vinyl. It's super awesome. We just listened to, on side two, we listened to the song, Oh Yeah. Okay, and that album is from 1973. Thank you, Miss Davis. Okay, just to go a little out of order, because I don't want to forget to do this. It's been a couple of weeks, but we have a mystery sound all queued up. And I appreciate that I've had a couple people reach out and say, are you still doing that? Because they've noticed I haven't done it in 2 weeks.
Try to guess what this mystery sound is. Let's listen to that again.
I'm not sure what I think that is. But what I'm going to do this week, I'm going to mix it up a little bit. This is going to be a little more traditional, okay? On WMCBLP Greenfield, 107.9, last on the dial, first in our hearts, Voyager 3 with your captain, Vincent Dan Goh. Usually, I just jump into the reveal, but I'm actually going to let you sit with that, listeners. If you want to get in touch with me, you can call the station at 413-475-3958. And if you can guess the mystery sound correctly, or even just call in to give a gaffe, you do whatever you want. Just talk to me. We'll talk about that mystery sound. I can play it for you again, and we can talk about it. Okay, so I'm not going to play the reveal yet. Okay, we're going to listen to something else. How about Falling to Earth by the Heliocentrics?
sound of me.
Hello, my darling. Just darn, keep saying.
Thank you. think I'm jealous about the new baby. I'm not. I love the new baby. I love the new baby. Today I was playing with the eyes, and I stuck my finger in her ear, and I was holding her tongue, and she didn't even cry. I love the new baby. I love the new baby. Ma! Are you gonna keep that new baby?
Okay, that was the one and only Danny Kaye, who on that album, which is called Mommy, Give Me a Drink of Water, that song was The New Baby. It's kind of his opus there, his greatest work. Yeah, that was a pretty cheap record I found in the comedy section of a local store. Let's see what else we were listening to. Before that, we listened to a new record to me by Jimmy McGriff. And if you're a listener of Voyager 3 here, you'll know that I play a lot of this jazz organist here. Mr. Jimmy McGriff has played most episodes here, or most Monday nights from 5 to 6. That song was called Tapioca. That's a later album for him. That is from Jimmy McGriff, Outside Looking In. And that one was produced in 1978. It's got a beautiful old Cadillac going in or out of a storage unit. Very, very cool. Honestly, kind of looks like it could be like a Talking Heads motif. I have another installment of Ben's Barnacles, which is very exciting. Not only do I have mystery sounds lined up for you, which I'll play it again for you, actually, just in case anybody's still curious about trying to figure that out. Okay, this is the mystery sound. If you have any guesses, I'll probably reveal it in about 10 minutes at 5:45. I'll let you know what is going on. For now, we are going to listen to the third installment of Ben's Barnacles. Again, this is from a friend of mine who has a prickly personality and disposition. He sends me these updates from time to time from the good old state of Maine up north, and he sends them out west to us here in western Massachusetts to make sure that we're all aware of the trials and tribulations of, you know, being a human being navigating our contemporary world.
Ben's Barnacles. Welcome to Ben's Barnacles, where I share the thrilling saga of watching my coffee get cold while I searched for my reading glasses that were on my head the entire time. Riveting stuff, really. All right, cruising down the open highway. So you're locked into cruise control, tapping along to some song on the radio, when suddenly your fool light blinks on. But here's the cosmic joke. The next exit says services 12 miles, and you're not sure if you've got 12 miles worth of fuel sloshing around in there. So now you're doing mental calculations about gas mileage while watching every other car pass you because you've slowed down to preserve momentum, just hoping that orange light isn't as urgent as it looks. That's Ben's Barnacles for you. The stuff that sticks to your brain like, well, barnacles.
And if you don't know, now you know. This is 2BS by Charles Mingus off of Mingus. Thank you. All right. Once again, that was Mingus, the one and only, with I, or 2BS by Charles Mingus. That's off of his Mingus, Mingus, Mingus album, one of my favorites of all time. Okay, I have a new record that I want to play I'm really excited about. I've picked up a lot of gems in the last 2 weeks. For some reason, when I've been doing my routine haunts, all these things came out. I'm not sure why, but it's really exciting. However, before I do that, I'm going to reveal the mystery sound, okay? I've hinted at it a couple of times. I'm going to play it one more time for you. And again, the number here is 413-475-3958. Okay, let's listen one more time.
What do you think that sound was?
Trying to pick up a phone, trying to rotate that dialer, or find service, or pull over on the side of the road to make a safe call while driving. This goes out to you. This is the reveal.
That was the sound of me banging a post office thingy.
Okay. A post office thingy. That's what DJ Lava Dragon was hitting. He was hitting a post office thingy. Sounds kind of metallic to me. All right, well, in other news, I have been trying to reach out to a DJ who works on Wednesdays. His name is DJ TY. He works here at the station, or volunteers at the station, I should say, because we all volunteer here. We donate our precious personal time to make these creative situations for us to enjoy and for whoever is listening to enjoy. And in doing so, when I listen to his show, I've realized that he is he likes to practice ESP as much as I do. However, I use the Kreskin's method, which I think we're all aware of and have seen the success of that. And I tried to use his method because he swears by it. He says it's the only thing that really works. He's critiqued Kreskin as like a commercial shim sham man, and I think that's a lot of honky tonk if you ask me. So I tried using the Burgess method, which he swears by, and I'm going to actually do it live right now. I'm going to call out to him, and I've been practicing for a couple of weeks now, so I feel like I've mastered it as much as it's going to work. I think it's kind of topped out, but okay. I'm going to get into it right now. Okay, so I take a deep breath. Take another deep breath. I do something with my nose. I'm sitting up straight. Let's see what we get.
All agents are currently busy. Please wait for the next available representative.
Tyler. DJ TY. Can you hear me? Wait, there's something coming through. There's something coming through.
But for now, I wanted to get DJ Whiplash on the mic. Now, I wanted to ask you just real quick if you have any preferences, ESP, methodologies, or any allegiances or anything to any particular methods. We ask all our guests here at WMCB.
I'm a student of the Kreskin method.
The Kreskin method. Okay, I'm going to have to kill that mic.
Okay, well, that came through loud and clear. Not sure if you... Doesn't seem like I'm getting through to you, Tyler, right now, but I'm picking up the ether around you. That ethereal plane has given off some protective entities towards the Kreskin method. All right, well, let me get you back to here in this realm, okay? We're going to listen to a new record to me by the band Pucho and his Latin Soul Brothers. Okay, this song is called
Sidewinder by Pucho
Sidewinder
and his Latin Soul Brothers.
So once again, we're listening to the band Pucho and his Latin Soul Brothers. This song is called Sidewinder. I just wanted to give another shout out to our newest DJ here at WMCBLP Greenfield. That's Mike, who's new to town. He's been here about a year or so. His show, which is running from 3 to 4 p.m. on Mondays, I'm not sure if it replays or not, we'll figure that out soon, is called Piece of Work, okay? And it plays a lot of indie music, and I think it'll be sprinkled with some other fare, but for the most part, it's going to be kind of an indie-focused space. It's pretty fun. I listened to it. I don't think I knew any of the artists he was playing, so it was really fun and exciting. So I want to give shout-outs to Mike there. Thanks for joining the crew here. If you're new or old or somewhere in between, your love and support of WMCBLP Greenfield, 107.9, last on the dial, first in our hearts, I just wanted to direct your attention to our website. If you ever have interest in listening to a show you hear of mine or of Mike or of Logan's Run or Liffin' to Griffin or the Mop Tops or Moving Mountains Media or the Vinyl Frontier or Legs Up with Lady D or Die or Jetlag Radio, anything that seems interesting to you, you can hear it more than once, which is really exciting. If you go to WMCB.net, you can go to an archive of all of our shows and listen to something again. Maybe you're curious about what that song was at a given time, and you can look on there. We list our tracks on there. It's pretty exciting. There's also a donation button at the very top. If you ever feel so inclined where you're like, what do I do with all of this money? I'm sick of burning it. I'm sick of burying it. I'm sick of just having so much on hand. Well, if you ever need a place to dispose any amount of that, any amount, there's a little green donate button at the top of our website at WMCB.net, and it would benefit us greatly. We're actually in the process of acquiring a new transistor, which will broadcast us in stereo and a clearer sound and compress things the way they should be compressed. It's going to be awesome, but we could use your support in getting there. All right, well, enough from me. It's five of. I'm going to play a song that's new to me by one of my favorite contemporary jazz musicians. Her name was or is Jamie Branch, but she passed away around COVID. I actually had tickets to see her. She's a trumpeter, or was a trumpeter. She was going to play here in town at Hawks and Reed, and I was really excited. I had just purchased my second record of hers when I saw that they were about to play, and it's a little psychedelic. It's a very exploratory and fun jazz. I really like it. I'm going to play a song called 23andMe, the Jupiter Redux. And I hope you like it. If you don't hear from me again tonight, because I'll probably play one more song after that, I hope that everyone's doing well out there. I hope everybody's gearing up for the winter and all of the hubbub of all the holidays. If you could please be good to your neighbors, be good to yourselves, be good to everyone, and just be good, it would be good. Good night. No.